That must have been 12, 15 guys participating in the fist fight. And all I could think about was the law enforcement actions were absolutely non-existent. And with that, I exited stage left.
Ooh, some carnage. Carnage. Isn't there a strip club next to the Warfield? There's some sex shop.
Oh, yes.
Right next door there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I see you know the area well. And then there's one around the corner next to the Golden Gate Theater.
I see you know the area well.
I campaigned.
Oh, very well. All right. Well, Will and Willie coming up. Sans Will today, but Willie and Chris Nolan join us right after we check CNN News at the top of the hour. That is today's Progressive of News Hour on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
And radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. A hurricane watch for the southern tip of Florida.
After it emerges into the Atlantic Ocean, we expect it to re-strengthen and become a hurricane again.
Eric Blake with the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto is now a tropical storm with 45-mile-an-hour winds as it passes over southeast Cuba. Our Dick Giuliano reports live from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where the approaching storm is forcing NASA to change plans for a shuttle launch.
Bill, with the winds and rains of Ernesto on a steady march toward Florida, space shuttle managers have decided to put things on hold.
NASA mission managers this morning decided to scrub Tuesday's scheduled launch attempt of the space shuttle Atlantis.
That's NASA spokesman Dina Costa. The launch team is also preparing to move the space shuttle indoors if necessary to protect the ship from Ernesto. Atlantis and its team of six astronauts are scheduled for a trip to the International Space Station, which NASA wants to get underway by September 7th. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN at the Kennedy Space Center.
President Bush is going to the Gulf Coast today for tomorrow's anniversary of Katrina's landfall. CNN's Amanda Moyer joins us live from New Orleans to tell us how people there are coping a year later. Amanda.
Bill, there's a stark contrast between areas that have been restored and rebuilt and those that remain ravaged. The sections least affected by the floodwaters and the wealthier neighborhoods show improvement, but devastated areas like the Lower Ninth Ward have a long way to go.
You don't have no money. You just don't have no money for that day. You just won't get nothing. Nothing for that day.
Resident Cynthia Jackson says she didn't even have a refrigerator until last week, and she's not alone. Many in this hard-hit neighborhood are struggling. Reporting live, Amanda Moyer, CNN, New Orleans.
Investigators will be meeting with family members of victims killed in Sunday's plane crash in Lexington, Kentucky. 49 of 50 people on board a Comair jet were killed when it tried to take off on a runway that was too short. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
So what are your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/itworks or call 1-888-DISCOVER to learn more.
Three Emmy wins for the hit show 24. Our Jim Roop has a live Emmy report from Los Angeles.
Among those, 24 is the industry pick for Best Drama Series. Kiefer Sutherland, the trophy winner for Best Actor in a Drama Series, he says pulling the show off is easiest for the actors.
From my experience, the real great difficulty is for the writers. They're writing under this idea of real time, and that can paint you into a corner faster than anything.
Mariska Hargitay wins Best Actress in a Drama Series for Law & Order SVU. Other big winners, The Office Office wins Best Comedy Series. Tony Shalhoub, Best Comedy Actor. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Best Comedy Actress. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
The Emmy opening is not sitting well with the NBC affiliate in Lexington, Kentucky. There was a plane crash skit that aired just hours after a real crash and killed 49 people. Gas prices are down by about 15 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The latest Lundberg survey puts the national average at about $2.87 a gallon. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Also, he says that this contract that they have offered the union is, quote, very fair because it offers across the board wage increases and the higher contributions to retirement taxes.
I'm John Scott. Good morning. 7:06 at 9:60. The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie goes from 7 until 10 o'clock this morning. Will Durst is in Bora Bora, I think, on vacation. And the lovely Chris Nolan has volunteered to come in and fill in for the week. Good morning, Chris. And thank you for spending some time with Willie Brown and us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And Chris, it's good to see you, too.
It's nice to see you, Mr. Mayor.
And this morning on the program, we're going to have some interesting people.
We are. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And we'll start with Dave Sirota. Mm-hmm. Mr. Sirota wrote The Hostile Takeover.
Yes.
He's a political strategist. He has all kinds of skills and ability. Lives in Helene, Montana, far away from the attack by anybody, as he sets up this fabulous legislative network to make changes. We're going to talk to him. Who else is there?
Let's see. Tom Wright from fairtax.org is going to come and talk to us a little bit about taxation and I think a little tax reform stuff. And Gray Stannett from Mobile Voters here.
And then we applause, as always, every Monday, it's Big Ed Schultz, the man who really ranks high in the minds and hearts of those who are on the other side of the issues that affect the lives of all Americans. He'll be coming to us, as he does, every Monday, giving us the appropriate perspective from that left side of the world. All right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Well, and Chris, we're glad to have you this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's a pleasure to be here.
Not a bad week, though. Not a bad week and a good
quiet
weekend.
Quiet week before Labor Day.
I got to tell you, you probably don't, you have no interest in golf, but I've got to say,
I have interest in golf because everyone I know has interest in golf.
So good. And Tiger won.
Tiger won.
Fourth consecutive time.
That boy's amazing.
Oh, unbelievable. He's only been in the business 10 years.
Well, no, that's not true. He started when he was six.
No, I mean professional.
Yeah, but come on.
He did start.
What's the difference between professional and amateur sports these days? Can't tell. Can you? Everybody's making a buck.
Well, I'm still amateur, so.
Because your handicap is so high.
They won't pay me for any of this.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's unbelievable. He's averaged at least five victories a year for the entire career that he's had. And yesterday was the 10th year, 10th anniversary. He won on a fourth playoff hole against a fairly good Ryder Cup team member.
And this is the Ryder Cup?
No, this was just the last of the big tournaments for the year. It was the International Invitational that's done at Firestone.
Oh.
And all of the top players in the world, like the 60 or 65 best players, show up.
I have a question about golf.
Shoot.
If you win a Masters tournament, do you just keep getting jackets, or do you just, you know, those green jackets they give you?
No,
or
you keep the one.
You
only get one.
I see.
And
so you don't get, like, a new jacket. It's not like the Oscars where you can, like, open up your closet and you got, like, five bright green jackets.
I don't know the answer to that question.
That's a good question.
I really don't know the answer.
Because, you know, golfers, sometimes they get bigger as they get older, and every once in a while they get smaller. But
I suspect they would change if in fact, you changed in size. I think Tiger has changed in size
since he was six when he first started playing.
No! Well, you play it straight. Worse than Will Durst.
Me? Well, you know, it's golf. It's 7 in the morning, man. I don't usually get up this early. People should see your suit. You are just a work of art this morning. You have a chalk stripe pinstripe on and a polka dotted tie.
I knew I was going to see you.
Oh, you are just lying.
I knew I was going to see you. So
polka dotted tie that just sends it. It's just, you know, you got French cuffs on there? Oh, yes, you do.
As a matter of fact, you know what I'm doing today? I have to go make a loan at a bank.
You have to go make a loan at a bank?
I have to go get a loan at a bank.
I see. Yes,
I want to impress
you. This is a wardrobe allocation.
This is my
borrow money suit.
That's right. I look like I need it.
To pay the bill for the suit, yeah. You know, that suit in lira costs as much as some people pay to buy a house, you know.
No, this is a very old suit.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. I've had this suit probably for 6-7 years.
It's a pretty sharp suit.
Well, and it still fits. I can still
unlike one of the Masters jackets, you can go up.
That's right. Unlike the Masters guys, because I get up every morning at 4 o'clock and go to work.
You get up at 4 o'clock every morning
on this pod.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, get up at 4 o'clock every morning, and I never get anything together until after that. On the show today, though, yes. People can call us if they want.
They can. Do you want to give them a number? Or you want me to do it? Let's both do it. That way, okay. 1-800-866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753.
You ran on.
You can call the mayor and ask for fashion tips.
No, I wouldn't recommend you do that, because fashion has to do with your own figure, has to do with your own color, mm-hmm. has to do with your own taste, has to do with what you're comfortable with, and has to do with your pocketbook. Mm. So you really can't just...
That's true.
Fashion tips.
We're not going to put... You're not going to be the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine anytime soon.
But I'd like to wear Prada.
You'd like to wear Prada?
I'm the devil.
Oh, Lord. I walked into that one.
Oh,
lady. I'm going to get you for that one. You just watch.
I know. We got three hours to go today, so...
I know. I'm going to get you.
Of course you're going to get
terrible,
me.
Terrible, Willie. It's just awful.
The Emmys were last night.
The Emmys,
did you catch any of it?
I caught a little of the Emmys.
What part did you catch? Did you catch Jon Stewart and Colin O'Brien?
I caught Jon Stewart winning. Where he made a joke and no one got it, which was pretty fun, which was, you know, fairly entertaining. I feel bad for Jon Stewart. I don't think he should go out in front of live audiences.
Why?
Well, he's funny, but he's funny in this kind of...
intellectually subtle way.
Well, yeah. And he waits for the joke to come to him, and sometimes with this awards crowd, it didn't work. Like the Oscars. He didn't do very well at the Oscars.
Well,
which I thought was too bad.
He didn't do well at all with the Oscars. He's too superior, frankly, for the Oscars. Mm. But last night's Emmys Awards were interesting. We on this station, most of us who hang out here and work here, really have a great love for 24. It's a good drama, and
it's a guy show.
Well, yes and no. They got a woman named Chloe on there.
I've heard about Chloe.
She's kind of the brains of the show. At any rate, we kind of love it. And mm-hmm. we couldn't understand why all of these years, they're now in the fifth season, and they've never gotten even a look-see. Well, last night.
I was going to say, last night I think they won, didn't they?
They won.
Yeah.
They won. Best actor, Kiefer Sutherland,
yeah.
won the best actor. And then, of course, a show that I think some other people around here may watch, The Office.
You've never watched The Office?
Well, I don't watch television, unfortunately.
Oh,
well. I'm not a great TV person. I go to check out when Michael Jordan is playing. He's retired now 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
So I'm not watching basketball anymore. Tiger occasionally shows up.
That's hard. Golf is like an all-day-long commitment. You can't watch golf at night, you know.
It's a five-hour deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I need a TiVo. I know what you're about to say.
You know,
I can fast forward.
You need a TiVo.
I have one.
Do you not use your TiVo?
Well, I've only had it 2 years. I haven't figured out how to make it work yet. But I'm working on it.
My mouth is hanging open. Come on. Don't you have someone to make your TiVo work for you, Mr. Mayor?
My five-year-old is still screwing around with it.
Now, you know, I happen to know the guy who invented TiVo.
You do?
Yeah. He's a friend of mine. He won an Emmy. He won an Emmy last week.
He has an incredibly successful business.
Yes. They just wish the stock price was higher.
Yeah, well, it should be higher. Yeah. It really should be higher.
It's a great little gizmo.
But at least if it isn't higher, he's not being, challenged on the manipulation side. Almost everybody else down there in the valley has a problem.
Well, not everybody else, but a lot of companies. It's a big deal.
If they start checking them really closely, they'll find people have been playing around with those stock options.
You know that I started covering the Valley at the beginning of the bubble. I started there 10 years ago. I moved to San Francisco 10 years ago this year. And the option stuff is really interesting in a couple of respects, but one of them is because it's coming just as the second bubble is really starting to pick up and take off. There are a lot of new companies out there. There are a lot of people looking at investing in new businesses. The money tap has finally gotten turned on again. And it's interesting because the only scandal that really came out of the bubble was the Quattrone stuff. Frank Quattrone, who's a banker who was indicted, and who last week was pretty much let go. I mean, the feds haven't apologized, but they've said we're not going to try you again. Your appeal was successful, and the Securities and Exchange and NASD, which are agencies that regulate stock trades, also withdrew complaints that they had made.
They don't even restrict his conduct. They say, unlike Mike Milken, they said that Frank can go back to participate in the process immediately.
And that's partially because of the NASD and the Securities and Exchange decision not to pursue the charges, because he appealed those and won an appeal. But the interesting thing about the option stuff that's coming in is, all through the bubble, those of us who were watching what was going on and watching the trades and watching how investments, you knew something was going on. There was a lot of funny business, and nobody was paying attention. The interesting thing about the options inquiry is it's coming out of the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Northern District of California, and it's in coordination with the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's a big deal, and that's a real chapter, and this is a new way of looking at what goes on in the Valley.
Well, Chris, about 2 years ago, we started with these options. And when we pick up, we'll come back in a few minutes. John is going to share what's happening in the world with us on the news for the next 3 or 4 minutes. And then after that, let's come back and pick up that topic.
Okay.
You can call in if you wish. If you're out there, 866-960-5753. And you've got with us the woman who really knows the whole business of Silicon Valley.
And coming up, Dave Sirota.
Right. We'll be back in just a minute.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for Progressive Talk, 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. and I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
720 at 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Two commuter rail services are expanding starting today. Four more trains to San Jose, and service will be extended along the 80 corridor to Sacramento as well. Amtrak's Capital Corridor will add three new round-trip runs from Oakland to San Jose. The Altima Commuter Express is expanding as well. There's a lot of schedule changes to make it easy for you. We've posted the links to both services. You can find out more information. You can find them on the Progressive NewsHour page of QuakeRadio.com. This morning, 450 workers at John Muir Med Center in Concord will be walking off the job. Nurses and their assistants and other unionized workers with SEIU are responding to lack of progress and negotiations in contract talks, and they're going to walk off for 2 days. The South Bay relatives of a Fox News correspondent, Steve Santani, released in Gaza City after 2 weeks as a hostage, say that they're obviously pretty happy he's safe and hope to see him in person soon. Ken Santani, the brother of Steve, said that call that his brother was safe was, quote, the best phone call I've ever had. Steve Santani was one of two Fox journalists that were kidnapped by masked gunmen earlier this month. Traffic at the moment, not a whole lot going on. San Jose, one stall in the right lane on 880 southbound before the Alameda. That's about it. BART's on time, metering lights on. Not a big backup at the Baybridge Toll Plaza at the moment. Looks like to the 880 overcross, but getting worse by the moment. Quake weather today. After the morning fog, mostly sunny, with highs from the upper 50s, low 60s at the coast to the mid-80s inland. It's 722 on 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie this morning. Will Durst on vacation. And we have a guest host, Willie, and she's doing a marvelous job so far, don't you think?
I think, well, Chris Nolan's designed to do a good job. She's such a great communicator in her own right. Chris, you have your own operation. What exactly is that before we go to our caller?
Oh, spoton.com. Spot-on.com. It's a political and cultural and social affairs commentary site based right here in San Francisco.
Which means you would be a natural person to bring on the guest who's on the telephone with us from Helene, Montana.
Mr. Dave Sirota. Also a pretty well-known online blogger and writer.
And a very good writer.
And a very good writer. He shows up on the Huffington Post on occasion.
David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, Dave.
All right. We got somebody you might know here. Chris Nolan.
Have we ever...
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, Dave. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Your book is doing really well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything in the world of politics in the fall campaign? I know that you are a strategist. Is there any candidate who's taken your advice so we can measure the success of your advice?
Well, I have worked closely with Ned Lamont's campaign. And I might be, I'm thinking about trying to help out further on that race, talking with them about that. But I had gone to for instance, gone to New Haven and done some events with them, and I was actually known Ned and his people for a while. So that's one of the ones I've been involved in, and I'm pretty close with Sherrod Brown, who's running in Ohio, and his campaign has gone up and down, and now it's back up above Mike DeWine, the senator in Ohio. So I don't purport to take credit for Ned Lamont winning or Sherrod Brown being up in the polls. I just want to help out where I can.
David, let's take the Ned Lamont campaign. Of course, Joe Lieberman has stepped in, and he's well-financed now. He's being blessed by the Republican Party, and he's operating as if he is an independent totally since he lost the primary. What could and should be the formula for making sure that Ned Lamont wins this thing in the fall?
Well, I think that, you know, the key here is to not let Lieberman pretend that he's both not the de facto Republican nominee and that he is a war critic. That's the two things you can tell by how Lieberman's behaving. He sees in his polling numbers that's what he has to try to convince Connecticut voters. That is, he has to try to convince Connecticut voters that he's not the de facto Republican nominee, even though the National Republican Senatorial Committee has essentially endorsed him, even though National Republican leaders have endorsed him, even though he's reading off the same talking points as Dick Cheney and George Bush. So that's the first thing that Democrats have to not allow Lieberman to do. That is, pretend to be anything but the de facto Republican. The second thing they have to do is, I don't know if you noticed, his first commercial after losing the primary, he claimed with a straight face that he wants to end the war in Iraq and that he's been trying to end the war in Iraq, which I really, you know, I guess, you know, sort of, sliminess knows no bounds. For a guy like him to look into the camera,
oh, it's the season.
Unbelievable. But it shows you that what the Democrats have to do is keep reminding the public that Joe Lieberman has been the Democrat who has most enabled George Bush to pursue this war.
But Dave, you know, one of the things that we're seeing here in California, and you see it in other sort of affluent parts of the country, the most popular political party out there is none of the above. And I think that Lieberman in this general election is really playing into that not in a smart way. I think he could have run this campaign much better from the beginning. But he's really trying to get that voter who's not happy with either political party. And I think one of the things that's interesting to me is to watch what's going on in Connecticut as a way of trying to figure out what's going to happen with John McCain. Because I think John McCain's going to run a very similar type campaign and has already said, and that, to me, that's the challenge for the Democratic Party right now.
Well, I would agree with I would agree with you and disagree with you. I would agree with you that that's what Lieberman is trying to run at, and I would agree with you that that can be an appealing thing to be. The problem for Joe Lieberman is he's been in the Senate for 18 years, and he has not behaved, at least on the key issues that are in voters' minds right now, he has not behaved as sort of an objective observer. I mean, he's not a guy who quietly voted for the Iraq war and that's
it. No, he's not. But I think he'd say that was then and this is now, and voters have short memories. Ask the mayor.
but I don't agree with that on the key issues that are most in the news. Like, the Iraq war, for instance, I don't agree that he's sort of been, you know, anywhere but sort of a spokesperson for neoconservatives. And the other thing I would say is this, and this is another point that's important, is that voters, I think, are for none of the above when they perceive neither party actually standing up on real issues.
Yeah, but in California, which is one of the largest states in the country and a solidly historically Democratic state, the largest, fastest-growing group of registered voters are coming in as independents or libertarians. None of the above. And that's a problem, not for the Republicans. That's a problem for the Democrats.
Well, I would agree. And I live out here in Montana. Yeah. We have a lot of independent voters out here.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that in many ways, it is state and race specific.
No question about that.
And so, my point is, like, for instance, out here in Montana, the governor out here has done an incredible job of branding our party. You know, he is always saying the Democratic Party. I'm a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He's not one of these guys governing a red state where he's pretending to be, you know, a sort of nonpartisan. I think the similar dynamic is happening in Connecticut. Ned Lamont is actually behaving like a Democrat, an identifiable Democrat, identifiable, I would argue, on popular positions and popular issues. So, yes, I do think Lieberman is pursuing that strategy of none of the above. But I just don't think it's going to work.
I don't think he's doing it well.
But if you want to get in this conversation with Chris and with David, you can call us at 866-960-5753. You don't get an opportunity often to talk to the man who says hostility is part of the political process.
Not one that admits it. Anyway.
No one that admits it. You know, David, I agree with you, and I disagree with Chris. I think Ned Lamont has actually already occupied that independent voice field. When he took Joe Lieberman on as the stalwart of the Democratic Party, and he said, no, this is what the Democratic Party should stand for. It's what independents would previously want the Democratic Party to stand for, and it's what caused them to leave the party when it didn't stand for it.
I would agree with that. And again, in this specific campaign, the problem for Lieberman is here's a guy who's been in the Senate for 18 years, a guy who was the Democratic Party's vice presidential nominee. Suddenly, and by the way, during the primary, pledging that he was a loyal Democrat, I'm a loyal Democrat, I'm a loyal Democrat, literally the next day after losing, saying, I want to create a, quote, new politics of unity and purpose and appeal to all different kinds of, I just have a higher respect for voters' intelligence when it comes to this race.
You can ask our elected official here.
You were there, and you know that the Democrats are challenging the three Republican Congress people seriously who are in Connecticut. Lieberman is complicating that challenge because it needs to be a unified Democratic thrust to stop those or to replace those three Congress people. And one of those Congress people has suddenly moved from being a war hawk.
Is that Chris Shays?
Yes, yeah. Chris Shays. He's moved from being a war hawk to suddenly saying, bring the troops home.
Right, and I think you're absolutely right. It does complicate those House races in that Lieberman provides a way, and I don't know if it's going to be effective, but he certainly provides a rhetorical way for some of these conservative Republicans who are these House members to have endorsed him, and they've said, you know, look, I'm quote unquote reaching across the aisle. Now I would submit to you that again, Lieberman is the de facto Republican nominee, but it creates a storyline for these Republican candidates. Now you're right to highlight the fact that Chris Shays has severely complicated things. Here was a guy who now has said he was for the war, and now he wants to bring the troops home. And what's very interesting is this. I think it's very interesting. Joe Lieberman has repeatedly criticized Ned Lamont for pushing for an exit from Iraq, even likening Lamont and his supporters to people who would give comfort to terrorists because of this position. The moment Chris Shays, a Republican, has said exactly the same thing last week, that he wants to now push for an exit strategy, Lieberman told the Associated Press that he's willing to now consider it. So Joe Lieberman is only willing to consider things if Republicans consider them, not if a fellow Democrat or a formerly fellow Democrat considers it.
Well, I don't know. There's been a general, over the past couple of weeks, a general shift in the polls on Iraq. So.
All right, David, we want to thank you very much. As always, you bring enlightenment to the great left. And we here on 960 The Quake consider ourselves the great left. We're going to take off for a couple of minutes. We want to thank you very much, though. And believe me, Chris loved every second of the exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David. We'll talk to you soon. And
John Scott, as always, will keep us abreast of what's happening out there in the world of news and where the traffic is going. And is Caltrans rerouting us again? We'll be right back.
They're closing the bridge, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com and take the survey.
Ah, free muffins, an authentic London cab, valet parking, free coffee and a newspaper. The perfect vacation.
Hon, we're not even on the plane yet.
What?
We're at Expresso Parking outside the Oakland Airport.
We're going to miss our flight.
Don't worry. We'll take the XO private cab or one of the free 24-hour shuttles.
Free and parking?
As low as $7.61 per day with discounts for AAA members. Oh, there's our shuttle. Honey.
In a sec, I'm just going to grab one more muffin.
Expresso Airport Parking, 880 Doolittle Drive in San Leandro, with free reservations at expressoparking.com.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, Start, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Did you know heat can cause illness and even be fatal to those who work in it? For prevention of heat illness, drink 1 quart of water per hour, avoid drinks that contain sugar, caffeine, or alcohol, and take rest breaks in a shady area. Recognize the symptoms of heat illness, such as dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and a lack of thirst. If you do get sick, tell your employer and seek medical attention immediately. To learn more, visit www.dir.ca.gov. Know your rights. This is a Cal OSHA worker safety message.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
7:36. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom, 960 The Quake. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission's water pipelines from the Sierra sit on the Hayward Fault in Fremont, and they're not getting any younger. There's also a very good chance we're going to have, of course, a very large earthquake one of these days. The Quake's John Rivers reports on what's being done to fix that.
The 167-mile pipeline system contains a number of aging tunnels and sections, some of which are roughly 80 years old. So the commission is close to starting retrofit in one Fremont neighborhood. And it's inviting the general public to an unusual outdoor meeting to have a look-see. The construction site gathering is at 6 tonight at Tissiack Way between Paseo Padre Parkway and Nugget Place. That's where part of the 18-month work is going to be done. Commission officials and the project's contractor will be there to answer residents' questions.
A day after stormy weather killed a man in Haiti, tropical storm Ernesto whipping up 45-mile-an-hour winds now over Cuba, and forecasters say the storm could be back to hurricane strength tomorrow, and the projected track, the Florida Panhandle at the moment. NASA says it needs to wait till tomorrow and get a better reading on what Ernesto is going to do before they decide whether to take Space Shuttle Atlantis back in the garage and relaunch later. Now, traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Not a whole lot going on. That's good news. Car spun out now on the shoulder, 280 northbound before Avalon. No other major problems reported. BART's on time. The backup now into the maze. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. You can beat the Bay Bridge closure and take BART directly to the area's coolest festival, the Comcast Art and Soul Festival, downtown Oakland over Labor Day weekend. 3 days of music, art, food, and family fun featuring Ricky Lee Jones, Angie Stone, Newfound Glory, and more. Art and Soul Oakland. Oakland.com. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. Forecast today, mostly sunny after the morning fog. Highs from the 60s coast to mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Will Durst on vacation this week. Chris Nolan filling in with Mayor Willie Brown on The Quake.
Yes, yes. We're right here. Will must be enjoying himself immensely.
Is he in the South Seas?
Yes. He's down there for the 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow. Yeah. And she deserves to go to Bora Bora.
She should probably leave Will down there. Mm-hmm. And you see him broadcasting from down there.
Yeah, lying on his back on the beach.
Yes.
The sun.
And participating.
Mai Tai.
And how to take back this country from those who've stolen it from us. Who've, as you say, have elected themselves to office, and they're operating as if they own the place.
Well, they're good at getting, they're good at winning elections.
And absolutely nothing else.
Well, it's too bad.
You know, our last guest, David, was discussing Connecticut, and I'm sorry we didn't get into the dialogue about some of the other states. What are some of the other states where there appears to be a Senate race?
Well, there's a Senate race in Ohio.
And what? And that's an
there
incumbent Republican.
Incumbent Republican versus and Sherrod Brown, who's been in the House for 15 years? A while.
Yes.
Yeah, give or take. There is a Senate race in Vermont. Chafee versus, who is in the same position Joe Lieberman's in, only for the Republican Party.
The Republicans are trying to take him out
in
the primary.
Say, yeah, he's not a good Republican.
And if they don't have him, they know that Democrats will not vote for his replacement Republican.
Well, yeah.
And the chances are the Democrats will win that seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this particular set of circumstances, Karl Rove has convinced the president to go in and support Lincoln Chafee, in spite of the fact that he is one of the Republican critics.
Yeah,
in the
critical
Senate.
Of the war, yeah.
Very much so. Yeah. Very, very much so critical of the war. But Bush and Cheney are both in there endorsing him in the primary. On the theory that the only way they can save that seat is to have him as a candidate. And then, of course, in Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum.
Oh, Rick Santorum. I think he's gonna lose. I think Casey will get it. What do you think?
Well, I hope Casey gets it. We right here on The Quake are pushing hard for people like Casey all over the country. But the Ohio race is a good one because Ohio is so completely in terms of the election process, so completely burdened with having given Bush the election in a fashion and in a manner that's been heavily criticized by you journalists.
Oh, now.
You've called to the attention of the fact that people were denied the opportunity to vote. They were dissuaded
from
voting.
Really, do you think,
they made it.
You think there was funny business in Ohio? Because I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced that that was a rigged election.
Well, I think it was. I think that Blackwell did his best to make it burdensome, too burdensome for people, make it inconvenient for people to vote, use the wrong kind of voting equipment that could be tampered with for extended periods of time, as appears to be the case in San Diego, where people had the equipment at their home for a week before they had to
No. But, go you know, use it. I mean, the problem, I've just been covering politics for so long, and elections in particular, and something goes wrong every cycle. The machines are old. Nobody wants to spend money on them. I mean, these are, the problem I have with all of these allegations is that there's nothing really new there. What's new is the attention that's being focused on elections and the results and that kind of stuff. But I'm not so sure that this isn't just business as usual, just with more attention being focused on it.
Well, I would hope that it isn't business as usual. I hope at least there's been some, legitimate election. I kind of won a few elections in my time, and I hope those were legitimate.
I'm sure they were all legitimate.
Well, they can't take them back now.
No, they can't. we're sort of stuck with you, aren't we?
Absolutely. The history of Willie Brown.
A long and distinguished career. But you understand what I'm saying.
I was literally elected and reelected 18 times.
18 times? So California. And how long did you run the assembly in California? Mr. Mayor?
Well, I ran the assembly for 14 and a half years. 14 and a half years. And then I ran the city of San Francisco for 8 years.
8 years, right.
And then before that, you know, I did some other stuff before that. Like, I served in the legislature for about, I don't know, 16, 18 years before I took the place over.
When did you, 16 before you took the place over. When did you first run for office?
I ran in 1962. And I lost by 1,000 votes.
And where did you run? Here in San Francisco?
Here in San Francisco, in a district that was held by a 20-year incumbent.
And who? He's probably long gone by now.
Ed Gaffney. And no, I ran, I lost the first time in the primary, and I kept right on walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked, and I walked, and I walked. 2 years later, I walked him out of office.
Yeah,
I won by 4,000 votes. And I have never been seriously challenged since then.
And who would challenge you?
Well, the progressive types here in San Francisco on my reelection for mayor.
Yes,
ran
a
write-in candidate, a guy named Tom Amiano.
Tom Amiano. Yeah.
Yes, and I exposed him completely.
Wow.
The voters take a look at him in 11 debates. He showed up for the first 8 and bailed out on the last 3.
Ooh.
His numbers were...
The rhetorical power of Willie Brown.
No, his numbers were going the same way as George Bush.
Well, the problem with the progressives in San Francisco is... Well, first, I hate the term progressive. I want to...
Why?
Know, but, well, what are you in favor of if you're progressive? Progress? Who's against progress?
No, it means you're like Ned Lamont. You're pure on the question.
Well, see, that's...
On the Democratic issues, it means you're... That's what I think they mean. They
yeah,
say,
I know.
Hey,
I'm
a progressive.
I have a problem with people saying that we're pure on the issues, because what I was going to say is when Matt Gonzalez was running for mayor here in San Francisco, that was the essence of his campaign, and one of the reasons that he didn't win against Gavin Newsom was basically because he kept saying, "Oh, well, we're better than they are." And it was sort of like, "Well, better than what?"
Well, Chris, but he did win on election day. His techniques of campaigning were flawed,
yes,
in that he didn't run an absentee ballot campaign. Currently, elections are now being literally decided
by permanent absentees. It's the greatest thing. They remind you to vote. I mean, one of the things that's interesting about Ohio is that, and what's interesting about voter turnout across the U.S. is how poor it is. And, you know, you get a little thing in the mail. I get one. I'm a registered permanent absentee ballot. It reminds me to vote. And I go, okay, yeah. Sit down, do it, send it in. I voted.
Well,
it's a great thing.
It is a great thing. And then he won on election day by, I think, 10 to 12,000 votes.
Well, he won at the polls, but
he had polls.
By the time we all got up that morning, he had lost.
He had lost because Gavin Newsom
had more absentee.
Outpolled him, 24,000 to like 14,000 on the absentee side.
Yeah.
Matt Gonzalez got in the race so late, though, you also recall,
and
his infrastructure was around his popularity with the younger people and with the hip-hop crowd and with the so-called new generation.
Right.
And they don't tend to be people like you or others who have a permanent
absentee
ballot.
Right, no, a lot of students.
Yes. But Gavin Newsom won, and he has been governing. Although this morning in the Chronicle, you take a look, on the editorial page of the Chronicle, for the very first time, they're raising questions
about
whether
Gavin,
or not
Gavin the Good?
Gavin the Good, as I call him. They say, oh, yeah, you've shown creative genius.
We should talk about Gavin's camp, because, you know, everyone's telling me he's going to be president, and I'm like, he's 36. He ain't going to be president tomorrow. Give the man a rest.
Well, they say you've done 3 things, Gavin Newsom. You've talked about same-sex marriages, you've tried to do something about the homeless, and you've said street crime. Now, obviously, in all of those cases, the issues are still open. But they say you've ignored Muni, etc., and a whole bunch of other things.
We're going to talk about this when we come back.
And keep in mind, you can join us at 866-960-5753, right here on The Quake with Chris Nolan and Willie Brown.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed But recently, I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
7:50 at 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. A Miami Beach man has a federal court date today. Authorities say this gentleman called in a phony bomb threat at Long Beach Airport because he arrived late for a flight and couldn't board. Probably not a good reason to do it. The JetBlue flight was delayed nearly an hour. This happened on Saturday, and officials had to search the plane and made a real mess. Since Cody's Books announced in May it was leaving Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue after 40 years, merchants have been trying to fix the vacancy rate, which has been going up, and get Telegraph back in play with nearby students. Last week, merchants launched a new website called TelegraphLive.com, designed to let Cal students and others know about what's happening on the avenue. 24 won 3 Emmys last night at the annual award show. Kiefer Sutherland got the nod for Best Actor in a Drama. Other Emmys went to Tony Shalhoub, Mariska Hargitay, and The Seinfeld Curse Has Been Broken. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won an Emmy for her show, The New Adventures of Old Christine. Quake traffic at the moment. South City, 280 northbound before Avalon. Solo spin out now on the shoulder. Accident on the right shoulder. Just slowing a little bit. 580 westbound between Greenville and El Charro. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza. The backup into the maze. Sunny after the morning fog. Bay Area highs from the 60s at the beaches to the mid-80s inland. 752, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake with Chris Nolan filling in. And Willie, I know how pleased you must be to have your favorite television show win Emmy Awards last night.
That was just absolutely fabulous. And at this moment, John, the people who listen to this station and listen to this program have regularly heard the burst of Durst. Well, with Durst gone, you're going to hear the burst of Willie. That would be inconsistent with reality.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
And Chris is not here as a burst.
Oh,
what
no.
We're going to have for the time Will's gone is we're going to cover the burst of Durst from the archives. And he has selected each one that he wishes to have you share in here so that he can replay it. So, with that, here we go. Alan, give us the burst of Durst from the archives of 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, yesterday, Mr. Bush bemoaned the fact that Iran has decided to ignore the possibility of sanctions and decided to pursue their own nuclear goals, which they, of course, say is for power, and we, of course, say is for power. He said that this could adversely affect U.S.-Iranian relations. Rats! Just when things were going so well, too! Apparently, somebody has clued the president to the fact that around the world we are treated like an ugly rash. In response to him trashing our image in the Arab world, he, in his infinite wisdom, decided that our biggest problem is not our policy, but inadequate public relations. As he picked former personal advisor, and don't ask me what that means, Karen Hughes, as the person in charge of repairing U.S. image overseas, particularly in a section of the world known as the Middle East. Not known for her expertise in foreign affairs, nothing is known about what Hughes will do when she finds out the problem is Bush. Does the phrase band-aid on a sucking chest wound have any meaning here? But she has been in search of a slogan, a new slogan for American policy. Yeah, right. How about these, Karen? They don't call us the great Satan for nothing. Where the rubber meets the road. Not your father's bureaucracy. We bring good things to light. America 2.1. More tolerance, less torture. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
It's always a delight for me.
A burst of Durst?
Burst
so
of
you're
Durst.
Doing best of the burst this week.
Oh, from the archives.
Best
and
of the burst.
If you want to hear all the archives, you can go to quakeradio.com.
It's
and
a
you
nice
get,
setup.
Yeah, and go right on the archives, and you get Will Durst and all of his glory.
And I believe there are podcasts. You can download Will Durst for your iPod and listen to him all day. All night.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't think you
could listen
that
to you,
much
too.
To
yeah.
A burst of Durst.
Well, yeah.
Yes, you can. But it's always good because Will's commentary makes, you know, for a special part of this broadcast, it's almost as if he's doing editorials, as somewhat akin to what the Chronicle has done to the mayor. They have an editorial today that says, where's the mayor? With a question mark. And I immediately...
The mayor's on vacay, isn't he?
No, when I saw this morning, you know, I'm so accustomed to the title mayor, I immediately got angry. Because
you know, I have a friend who calls you the real mayor. I said, I'm going on the radio with the mayor. He said, really? I said, yeah, Willie Brown. He said, oh, the real mayor. No, I think...
Gavin Newsom is our mayor, and the Chronicle, for the first time, has raised some critical questions about his stewardship on certain issues in the city.
Well, this is a classic, you know, I'm a national politician, from a nationally known politician from a small community or a small state or whatever, trying to make it into big time. I mean, you got to do two things at once. You got to run whatever, you got to be an administrator, you got to run your city, your county, your state, and then you have to maintain your national profile. And Gavin is falling down on the local stuff.
Guy is an attractive candidate.
He's an extremely...
For statewide office.
I got two
for
words
national
for you.
Office.
I got two words for you. John Lindsay.
John Lindsay.
Remember
nobody
John Lindsay?
Remembers John
no,
Lindsay.
No, nobody remembers John Lindsay. You are old, though. You remember John
I
Lindsay.
Remember
you probably knew John Lindsay. Was John Lindsay a friend of yours, Mr. Mayor? I'll bet he was.
He was an acquaintance.
An acquaintance.
Just an acquaintance.
But the thing about John Lindsay was he was the mayor of New York City. And,
congressman.
And he was a congressman. He was congressman, then he was mayor. And
he was from the Silk Stocking District of New York.
And he couldn't get the streets plowed in Queens, and that was the end of him.
His career.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, there are no books written about John Lindsay.
Well,
he did so little in such a long period of time that there was nothing to report.
Well, I think what the Chronicle's saying is that Gavin Newsom might be headed in that direction, and it's a good, valid criticism, I think.
Well, I don't know. We'll have Gavin on, because I think that the business of being taken on by the Chronicle could be clear evidence of your effectiveness. They took me on for 8 consecutive years.
I know. When they said, "Where's the mayor?" I was thinking, they must be back on Willie.
All right. We got to have John Scott at the top of the hour with the news, and he is going to cover what has occurred since he first gave you an indication of where the world stood at 6 to 7, the best damn newscast in San Francisco. You'll have John Stewart coming. Call us on 960 The Quake, 866-960-5753. And then, of course,
Tom Wright's coming on from Fairtax.org.
He'll be on at
talk
the top
about
of the hour.
Can't wait.
The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America Network.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Tropical storm Ernesto comes ashore on Cuba. The wind's about 45 miles an hour. Forecasters say once it clears Cuba and gets out over open water once again, it could intensify into a low-grade hurricane. CNN's Rusty Dornan is in Florida, in the Florida Keys, where shelters are up for people in Key West and elsewhere.
Two other shelters opening this morning in Key West and on the Marathon Key for folks who live on boats or they just don't feel safe in the house where they are, even in a bad storm.
NASA's decided not to launch Space Shuttle Atlantis tomorrow because of concerns about the weather. CNN's Dick Giuliano, reporting live from the Kennedy Space Center, says officials may start moving the shuttle back to shelter tomorrow morning.
Jim, the launch team is preparing right now to move the 2 million pound space shuttle indoors, safe and sound from the storm named Ernesto. But launch director Mike Leinbach clings to hope the storm could veer away, creating the chance for a weekend launch.
But we always hold out hope for that. So we're executing a plan to roll back that we can terminate and stay at the pad if we so choose.
NASA would like to get this mission off the ground by September 7th. Returning the ship to the hangar would cause a delay of more than a week. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN at the Kennedy Space Center.
President Bush today starts a 2-day tour of the Gulf Coast area hit by Hurricane Katrina last year. He goes to Mississippi today and the New Orleans area tomorrow. There's a good chance investigators will be able to come to a firm conclusion about what caused the crash of Comair Flight 5191 in Lexington, Kentucky yesterday morning. The plane tried to take off from the wrong runway, crashed, and killed 49 people. Debbie Herzman at the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators have a lot of crash data.
We have about 32 minutes of audio on the cockpit voice recorder that's good quality. And on the flight data recorder, we have several hundred parameters of usable data.
The co-pilot was the only survivor. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling. And Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Corporations.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
804 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by McDonald's. On the Larkspur-San Rafael border, 101 southbound, there's a truck stall in the left lane. Looks like it's right near the Sir Francis Drake off-ramp. A little slow pass there. Before Robert Louis Stevenson Park on 29 northbound near Tubbs Lane. Truck lost something off its back. It's blocking northbound traffic at the moment. Metering lights are on back up into the maze. If you're headed from Novato to the city, about 40-minute drive on 101 headed southbound. And I believe that's all the bad news I have. BART trains, 60 of them on time right now. Want a high-quality way to start your day? McDonald's uses real grade-A eggs to make your favorite breakfast sandwiches, like the Egg McMuffin, Sausage McMuffin with Egg and Bacon, Egg and Cheese and McGriddles. So come in today and get your morning moving with a breakfast sandwich only at McDonald's. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 7 to 10 every weekday morning. It's the mayor and Chris Nolan today on 960 The Quake.
Oh, that music. Down on the farm. Willie and the Po' Boys.
Yeah, look at that suit.
And, of course, that voice you heard was not one of the Po' Boys. That was a skirt. That was Chris Nolan.
I'm a skirt. I'm a poor skirt. That's all.
And, Chris, of course, on the line. Who is that on the line?
That's, Mr. Tom Wright from Fairtax.org. He's going to talk to us about
outsourcing
and taxes. And,
are you there, Tom?
I certainly am.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing great, thank you. Nice to be here in San Francisco.
Are you in San Francisco?
I certainly am.
Oh, you lucky man. can't see your hand in front of your face because it's so foggy out there.
Actually, I'm way up here on, is it Telegraph Hill? Is that where I am?
What hotel are you in, dude?
I'm actually staying with a friend with a townhouse up near this, there's a park with a big overlook that's supposed to be the highest spot in San Francisco, though I couldn't swear to that because I can't see past the clouds.
I want to tell you, that's Telegraph Hill.
That's Telegraph Hill, and that's not clouds. That's a fog.
Yeah, you're up near Quart Tower.
Yeah,
exactly. That's where you are.
Yes, beautiful.
And if you tried to come into the downtown part of the city, you'd have to work your way through North Beach and Chinatown. That's the wonderment about being in this great city.
Yeah,
indeed. Well, a flatlander from Texas like me, this is all a good education.
Whereabouts in Texas?
Well, I started out as oil field trash, wherever my father was drilling oil wells, the King Ranch, you know, along the coastal plain there, and then went to the great University of Texas at Austin, of course, and finally did most of my career in Houston until I moved to Florida.
The mayor is from Texas. People forget that. He was born. Where were you born and raised?
Yeah. In a little place called Mineola, Texas, Wood County.
I know the name Mineola. I can't tell you where it is.
It's about as small as the place you're sleeping in.
dead cat, hit all Willie's relatives.
It's very small.
I did live in Kingsville and Refugio and places like that. So
they're all about the same size.
There you go.
Tom, you are raising questions about outsourcing. What are the questions you're raising?
Well, what we're after here is to make life simple for every taxpayer by seeing to it that the federal government doesn't take anything out of their paycheck anymore.
So you're the Democrats' answer to the Republicans' flat tax. Is that what you're telling us?
That is exactly the case. And, of course, the Republicans' flat tax is, can I use a word like ersatz reform, false reform, not reform?
We have a few college graduates out there, so, yeah, you can say
exactly.
Fake reform.
That's the Steve Forbes, Dick Armey, let's tell them we're reforming while we're making it worse system.
Well, so how are you better, different, and superior?
We repeal personal, gift, estate, capital gains, earned income tax credit, but we give a better system than the earned income tax credit, alternative minimum, and corporate taxes. We no longer hide the cost of government in the cost of goods and services that low-income and fixed-income people have to pay, and we replace it with a national retail sales tax.
What percent?
Revenue neutral. We're not Republicans trying to lower taxes, and we're not Democrats trying to raise taxes. We just want to replace the system, and that would be revenue neutral. Now, are you holding on to your chairs when I tell you what the revenue neutral rate is?
Yes, I'm sitting down. Let's put it that way.
Okay, because here we are. We're not going to hide the cost of government anymore. We're not going to take it out of your paycheck before you see it. We're not going to hide it in the cost of goods and services. We're going to put it at the bottom of every retail sales tax receipt. So when you choose to spend money, you're going to make your contribution. You ready?
Ready. I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
Here's the number. It's about a quarter out of every dollar you spend.
So 0.25%.
Correct. It's about a quarter out of every dollar you spend. Now, anybody who hasn't read our bill heads off in the wrong direction, and by the way, our bill in plain English is on fairtax.org. We have a philosophy in that bill that no American citizen pays any tax to the federal government at all until they spend above the poverty level. So we take low-income people out, we take fixed-income people out. No American pays any tax until they spend above the poverty level, and that's how we improve on the earned income tax credit.
Who defines the poverty level?
Poverty level is defined by the federal government every year. That comes out of Health and Human Services. It's a calculation that Daniel Patrick Moynihan had a lot to do with. It's trusted by both sides of the aisle, and we just took their existing system and used that.
What would the number be today?
The number for a family of four, I happen to be a family of four, is just over $26,000 a year. I think we could agree if you were trying to raise a family of four on $26,000, you would consume every dime. And therefore, you'd pay about $500 a month to the federal government. What we do with our system is we have a prebate check. We call it a prebate because you get that check before you spend any money, not after you spend any money. Like the current system takes money out of hardworking people's paychecks and only gives it back in May if they're lucky. We give them a prebate check at the beginning of every month. If it's that family of four, it's about $500, and that takes them out of the system until they spend above the poverty level. But even better, we only tax new goods and services at retail. So if that hard-working, low-income family buys a used car, they pay no tax. Buys a used home, they pay no tax. Buys used appliances, they pay no tax. Buy used clothing, they pay no tax. So people at the low end can spend well above the poverty level through a little judicious thinking and still pay no tax.
But those of you out there listening, you should call us if you're interested in what Tom is talking about at 866-960-5753. Chris, you've got a question?
I've got a question for you, Tom. One of the reasons that the tax system that we have now is considered effective is because it cuts down on cheating. Your payroll taxes, et cetera, kind of keep the government funded. You seem to be saying that that's not what you would be doing, and I'm curious as to that cheating element of things, because I have yet to meet someone who really likes to pay taxes.
Well, you're so right about that, and we are Americans. We do hate taxes. We're very inventive.
I think Europeans hate taxes, too.
Well, and they just don't pay them, which is why they went to their value-added tax.
Well, there's that.
I want to make sure that we all understand that we're a national retail sales tax collected only under the bright lights of the retail counter, where it's obvious, not hidden in the cost of services like the French VAT. Cheating, and the next thing I want to say is we are going to cheat. I mean, we're Americans. It's a tradition. It's a wonderful thing. But here's the key.
Yeah, but the payroll taxes, I mean, one of the things that proponents of it say is, look, it cuts down on the number of people who can avoid paying taxes.
Ah, what we have with the payroll tax is a narrow regressive tax. It's narrow because it only falls on wage earners. Those wealthy guys, Dick Armey, Steve Forbes, Jack Kemp, are suggesting that stupid flat tax. They don't pay any Social Security tax because they don't have a payroll check. So it's a narrow tax. It's a regressive tax. Once wealthy people make more than $90,000, they don't pay any more Social Security tax. Under the FAIR tax, Social Security is funded with a broad, progressive sales tax. Broad because everybody pays it.
Right,
every tourist who comes to America, every teenager spending money like water is contributing to our Social Security system. And those who spend the most, the biggest spenders, pay the most into Social Security. So instead of it being a burden on our low-income people who never make more than $90,000, under the FAIR tax, you're funding Social Security with a broad, progressive sales tax where the biggest spenders pay the most in.
Well, we're talking with Tom Wright of FairTax.org on 960 The Quake. And it is, of course, Chris Nolan asking the questions.
Of course, Chris Nolan. You know, you're too nice to me, Mr. Mayor. But here I got a question for you, Tom. I'm looking at the California Congressional Scorecard, which I think you guys sent over.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who, well, most people aren't telling you that they think this is a good idea, or they're refusing to comment. But, you know, Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and Ellen Tauscher and Henry Waxman have all said, don't like it. Now, I'm hard-pressed. These people know more about Howard Berman. These people have been in Congress for a long time. They know a lot about how the tax system works. So, well, what's the problem here?
To be perfectly honest, we yes. haven't done a good enough job of educating their grassroots in California. It's one of the reasons I'm here. California and Oregon are two states where our grassroots, and we are a grassroots organization, we've been at this about 11 years, organizing out here in the hinterlands, because let's face it, in the end, Washington and particularly Washington lobbyists don't want to see the income tax go away. It is a playground for special interests and moneyed people to drill holes through the tax code. And
Tom, we have a question from Jim from Benicia. Hey, Jim, are you there? Are you there?
Jim from Benicia.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. You got a question
for Tom
Wright?
For Tom Wright?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Okay, I've looked at these proposals, and the problem is, first question is, how do they affect businesses? Because businesses don't pay as much tax as they should. And the other thing is rich people like Willie Brown, I love you, Willie, but you're rich. He can buy all kinds of stuff, and it's not the same as someone, you know, with half his income or 40, 50,000 buying things. It's a lot more of their money. And, with deductions and things, the income tax for people really isn't as bad as it looks when they get all their deductions.
Hey, Tom, what do you say to that?
Okay. First thing is...
Tom, why don't you start off by saying, I question whether or not Willie is rich. Go ahead from there, though.
Don't say that, Tom, because you can't see the mayor's suit. The mayor has a nice-looking suit on today.
If Willie were rich...
Thank you.
If he were, he would definitely pay his... actually more than fair share, because of course we've got this rebate that Jim, the listener, needs to go look at that rebate and see how it takes low-income, fixed-income people entirely out of the system. And unlike the current estate tax, which really doesn't collect as much money as it costs the federal government to implement it, under the fair tax, Willie can give all that extra money, if he had it, to his kids, who will, guess what, spend it. And when they give whatever's left over to their kids, guess what they'll do? They'll spend it. So in three generations, we'll actually collect a lot more from Willie, if he had a lot of money, than we ever would under our current failed estate tax system. And
can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I don't think your math adds up on some things, but you could have your system and still have the estate tax, because I don't want the Hiltons to pass. If they give Paris Hilton $100 million, you think she's going to spend all that? She's just going to pay. That money's never going to be in the system to be taxed. And I don't think your proposal is going to be revenue neutral when you add it all up. I really don't.
Well, that might be.
I do understand, and let's talk about revenue neutrality. Our organization, Fairtax.org, has spent more than $20 million with some of the top independent economists in this nation. We have gone to Larry Kotlikoff, a lifelong Democrat, proudly will tell you he's never voted for a Republican in his life. He did our revenue neutral numbers. He's the chairman of the economics department at Boston University. Go look at his numbers. He's run it. We're quite confident. We've also done a lot of work with Harvard, with MIT, and across the nation with these independent guys. And that kind of goes back to the earlier question of why don't some of the Democrats from California support this bill? It's because they get bad data from the Joint Committee on Taxation, who are still using an abacus to do scoring, to do modeling of taxes, whereas people on the outside of government can do a much more sophisticated job and come up with the numbers that are much closer to correct.
Tom, can you hold on for just a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Because we want to hear you tell us what happens when we sell a house and get that huge bump in income from that, money from that house. How do we get that out of the system or into the system? We'll be back in just a minute right here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Chris Nolan sitting in for Will, who's off in Bora Bora.
No, drinking Mai Tais.
And for those of you, feel free to call us, 866-960-5753.
This is Al Franken. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com. Take the survey, please.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period, or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winner. Also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
606.
It's 8:22 at 9:60. The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. This morning, 450 workers at John Muir Medical Center in Concord are walking off the job. Nurses and their assistants and other unionized workers represented by the SEIU responding to the lack of progress in negotiations with contract talks. They're going to be out for 2 days. 15 members of Congress are touring some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Katrina a year ago. President's flying in this morning as well. Cuban State TV says Tropical Storm Ernesto is losing some power, but it's dumping some heavy rain on the island. But it's thought by forecasters that it might pick up speed and become a hurricane again and then head for Florida. The second annual Muslim Unity Day was held at Great America yesterday. The event was put together, say organizers, to help all understand the Muslims live by their faith and fully embrace the American way. One attendee put it well. You can be a good Muslim and still enjoy roller coasters. Quake traffic, North Bay problem is where we'll begin. 29 northbound at Tubbs. Looks like the entire northbound traffic is blocked. You can squeeze by on the shoulder, but there's a car and a truck crashed up there. Nevada, 101 southbound at Sir Francis Drake. There's a stall still in the left lane. Tow truck should pull it out of there in a few minutes. Metering lights are on back up into the maze at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Quake weather today, fog in the coast and in the city, mostly sunny later. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s, inland highs in the mid-80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. Chris Nolan guest hosting for Wilders today on 960 The Quake.
Do you want to go back to Quake?
That music brings us right back in. And, of course, you're on 960 The Quake with Chris Nolan and Willie Brown.
Good morning.
Ordinarily, it would be Will and Willie.
Well,
but today, it's Chris.
I'm a poor substitute for Will.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
No, you're not. It's good to have a female voice on this otherwise all-male operation
here. There are not a lot of women in the room.
Yeah, I mean, don't you feel a little put out? Don't you want to organize?
No, I covered the tech business for years.
All right, we've been holding Mr. Wright up for a minute. Tom, you still there? Tom Wright, you still there?
You certainly do.
Tom Wright.
Yes, sir.
Willie Brown here.
Yes, sir.
I get this call. Someone says that they bought a house for $37,500 in the Haight a few years ago, 20 or so, and they sold it a few weeks ago for over $2 million. And they're looking at the distinct possibility of paying almost half of that in what you call
capital gain.
Capital gain is what they officially call it. Under your fairtax.org proposal, what would be the obligation of that family?
Zero.
Ooh, Willie likes that.
What'd you say?
I said zero.
Well, you're talking about trying to market your proposal. You said that to Diane. You said that to Howard Berman. You said that to Henry Waxman. You said that to Nancy Pelosi. You said that to the whole list of people that Chris read to you.
Yep.
And I think you're going to get a different response.
Well, and believe me, I'm trying to do that. That's one of the reasons I'm out here. I mean, our bill being misunderstood is, A, the fact that the numbers that they have to rely upon from the Joint Committee on Taxation
and the Treasury Department
are bogus, and, B, because we haven't organized and educated them well enough, and that's why I'm here.
What would your proposal do to the deficit that Mr. Bush has created over the last 4 or 5 years?
It is, if you run the numbers, it is remarkable how little economic growth, that means people going to work. You know, economic growth, people say that, but what that means is people going to work. It is remarkable how little it takes for those kinds of deficits to be knocked down, and for that matter, for the Social Security and Medicare obligations to be met. under the fair tax, according to people like Larry Kotlikoff, Democrat, lifelong Democrat, chairman of the economics department at Boston University, we will see double to quadruple the economic growth we have today. That means people working, twice as many people working, making more money, four times as many people working, making more money, under the first year of the fair tax alone. So it absolutely gives us an opportunity to pay down these bills that we have piled up in the last administration.
And the only time anybody pays any tax whatsoever under your proposal is when they shop.
Is when they choose to go out and spend money. And again, I want to emphasize, there are some things where it was kind of like what Jim said earlier. There are some people, you know, they don't really have a choice. They got to go buy food. They got to pay their rent.
Okay, you've been very kind to us to give us your time. But what happens when the house is bought rather than sold? Now you're buying it for $2 million. Do you pay 25%?
Is it a used house or a new house?
Well, what do you mean a used house or a new house? There are no new houses.
It's a brand new house that is brand new construction, nobody's ever lived in it before, you pay the tax. If it is an older house, like you've got plenty of here in San Francisco, there's not a dime because that's used. This is a tax solely on new goods and services.
What about commercial buildings?
Commercial buildings, no tax at all. And now here's where your friend Jim was wrong about
it. The mayor is smiling. He likes this idea.
Don't pay enough taxes. Corporations never pay taxes. Corporations raise their prices, lower their cost of labor by shipping American jobs overseas, or they take it out of the pockets of their shareholders to where union pension funds are not fully funded. That's what happens when you tax corporations. It's time we educated Democrat constituencies nationwide on the falsity, the absolute camouflaging of this conversation about taxing corporations, because corporations never have and never will pay taxes. They
All right, Tom.
They remit them. They never pay.
Thank you very much, and get out there and enjoy your day. But stay tuned to 960 The Quake, because I'm certain that the number of people who heard your proposal will want to interact. Where would they go if they wanted to by way of the net to find you?
Fairtax.org, and if you don't like the net, 1-800-FAIRTAX.
All right, you've heard it.
Appreciate it.
Yes, you've heard it. You've introduced
Tom.
A whole new concept right here on 960 The Quake.
Tax-free house sales. The mayor's grinning. You've got a big mortgage you got to pay, Willie?
Are you kidding me? I'm dead in the water. I'm too late for everything.
You're too late for everything.
I spent all that time doing pro bono work as an elected official.
Oh, let me get out my big hanky.
Please do.
My
Make
big
it quick.
Work
you know the guy would be here from 7 to 10 every morning, getting up at 4:30. If I didn't have to,
yeah, but
I'm
it's about
right
time you
here.
Started earning an honest living, Willie Brown.
And you know that you can drop us a line by way of the internet. You can do it on the email. We get just tons of email, and there are some that are relatively interesting. We'll share them with you in just a few moments. Now we're going to get news, and we're going to get our traffic, and you're going to hear from the marvelous voice of John Bradley Scott, right here on 960 The Quake.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com and take the survey.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian.
Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Hey there, Mr. Chipmunk.
Oh, hey, Ranger. What are you doing?
Some people left a fire burning. I was just putting it out.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I hate that. If you start a fire, you put it out. I'm a chipmunk, and I understand that.
You sound angry.
I am angry. People are being careless.
I know, but...
But what?
But let go of my leg.
Oh, sorry.
You start a fire, you put it out. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's 8:34 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Two commuter rail services are expanding starting today. Four more trains to San Jose along the 80 corridor to SAC. There's going to be more trains as well. It's the Capital Corridor and the Altamont Commuter Express, the ACE train. And they feel that there's enough ridership and potential riders that they need to make it more convenient. Thanks to some state assistance, it's going to give commuters quicker access to trains to and from the Central Valley. Here's more on the expanded train service that starts today, by the way, from the Quakes, April Summers.
Hey, John, good morning. This has the possibility to give long-haul commuters some flexibility on when they ride. While the Capital Corridor is adding three round-trip weekday trains each way for a total of seven between Oakland and San Jose, four more trains each way will reach Sacramento, stopping in Emeryville, Berkeley, Richmond, Martinez, Sassoon City, Fairfield, and in Davis. Among the new trains will be an evening train from Oakland to Sacramento, leaving at 9:20, 1 hour later than the previous schedule's last train.
Let's get a check on the cars in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. 8:35. This one is brought to us by Mancini Sleep World. Metering lights on, back up into the maze this morning. Pretty busy on the approaches, but no major problems. Southbound 101 through Marin at... And we just got an update from CHP. Here's what's happening. Big rig, another car on the shoulder right near the Freitas Parkway. And there's a stall reported in the left lane of Lucky Drive. So it's quite bunched up through there. In Calistoga, northbound lanes of 29 are blocked right now. Flatbed truck lost something off the back of the truck. It's right near Tubbs Lane. When was the last time you had a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World invites you to save big. During the Labor Day sleep-free mattress sale, you can rest easy with no payments until 2008. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. 836 on 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Willie Brown in place today, and Chris Nolan substituting for Will Durst on 960 The Quake.
Right here on 960 The Quake, you always hear good music that leads it in. Yes, Will is absent. He's in Boro Boro celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary. And Richard, he would love your email. And believe me, we have a ton of emails, and every now and then we're going to mention some of them. This guy Richard says he overheard us discussing the possibility of new slogans for this forthcoming election for Democrats. He says that he thinks one would be really, really good. I suppose dramatically different from what New Directions happens to be, culture of corruption. Richard, you may even have the idea that my idea about had enough is not a good idea.
I like had enough. That's good.
Richard says, repair America. That's the theme. He thinks. He thinks it serves and makes a good point. He says the other two are kind of weak. Didn't say anything about mine, however. You've got an email in your hand.
I
he
do.
Also says he loves the show right here on 960 The Quake. I'm going to hold this for Will.
Melinda has written in. She says she loves the show, too. She was specifically talking about Will apparently had a conversation last week with some woman from the Republican Party who was...
Karen Henratty.
Talking Henratty, that would be a clue right there, wouldn't it? She says, I have to say the biggest gripe I have with the Democratic Party is they do not defend themselves. They need to stop listening to whoever's telling them not to be so adversarial. I'm not saying go nasty, but the Democrats should dispute the wrong things the Republicans are saying about our party. So, more email, more fan mail.
Yeah, lots of fan mail. It's always very, very good. And, of course, Chris, you have a guest.
We do. Grace Stanett is here from Motor Voter. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's nice to see you. So, let's see. It's August. It's almost Labor Day. The political season will commence a week from tomorrow. Guys like Willie Brown will be out there in shopping malls assaulting American voters and saying, please, please vote for me. But before
lead
they can do
American
that.
Lead American voters to participate in this democracy under the right circumstances, not assaulting American voters.
Well, okay, those are the petitioners. But still, you know, it's sometimes in California, when we vote seasonally. It's spring, time for another election. Let's all go to the polls.
Hey,
anyway,
what a great name this guy has.
Yeah.
Grace.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I love that. Do you realize Will and Grace, Willie and Grace?
Yeah, we could make a TV show.
Oh, no question. We should consider it. And next year at the Emmys... maybe we will be.
You can hang with Kiefer.
We'll replace 24. It certainly would be dramatic because the kinds of things you're doing is relatively dramatic. What exactly are you doing?
Well, let me tell you about that. I'm with Mobile Voter, one of the co-executive directors there. And at Mobile Voter, our mission is to use mobile technology, i.e. cell phones, to engage youth in civic action. So our big project right now is called Text Voter. And Text Voter uses text messaging to facilitate voter registration.
So this is text messaging, sending little messages, written messages on your cell phone.
That's right. It's like email on your cell phone.
It's like a BlackBerry on your telephone.
That's right.
Right.
And so the way this works is somebody sends us a text message with their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They send the word voter to 75444.
75444.
That's
send
right.
The word voter, V-O-T-E-R.
That's right.
And their phone rings a few seconds later, doesn't it?
Their phone does ring. It works exactly the same way as American Idol. This is the same way that people vote for American Idol. So when we receive that text message, the voter registration process starts.
Cool.
And we get them registered. So easy as pie.
They can register. Wait, back up for a second.
Yep.
How do you know that it isn't the same person 15 times with 15 cell phones?
Well, we get their name and address or their email. We can't actually finish the registration process on the phone, right? So this starts the registration process, and we get their name and address or their email, and then their choice, we either register them via mail with a pre-filled voter registration form, easy as pie. Easy
with all the information they have supplied.
That's
you
right.
Right.
You have to sign it, check a few boxes, stamp it, send it out. Much easier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Or we register them online if they prefer that.
Yeah, in California you can register online, I believe.
Actually, you have to print out the form and sign it and send it. But again, it's pre-filled.
Yeah.
And so it makes it easy for them.
Cool.
So,
and how do you verify that the person who actually sent this in is actually the person that they're supposed to be for registration purposes? Authentic.
Well, a person can only register one time, right? And so we get their name and address and if it's accepted by the state, you know, they have to provide the same identification that they normally do.
So 25 guys named Willie Brown could not register via cell phone to...
Well, you have to provide an ID when mm-hmm. you register, and that's different state by state.
Right.
We operate in all states, but in some states it's your Social Security or your driver's license and the last four of your Social Security, et cetera. It's different for every state, but we use that.
The court has declared in the state of Georgia, and that decision, I think, is final now, that the threshold for registration, i.e. using either a passport identification or a driver's license identification, is not constitutional. You can't require that.
Each state has its own requirements. And so I think state by state, some are playing by those rules and some are not. And we just play by whatever rules each state dictates. And so our goal is to get as many of those registration forms accepted by the state registrars as possible.
How's that going? I mean, can you give us an idea of how many text messages you get?
We've actually just launched the campaign.
Okay,
so we're just starting out and our mm-hmm. numbers are ramping up now. The really interesting thing that we're doing, instead of just trying to get everyone to text the word voter,
mm-hmm.
is that we're allowing anyone to run their own text message based registration campaign. For example, you interviewed Maria Teresa from Voto Latino here a few weeks ago, and they are our partner in this project, and they're basically our flagship user. So their keyword, they went to textvoter.org, signed up for their own keyword,
mm-hmm.
they picked represent. So now they're trying to get everybody to text the keyword represent.
And that'll send somebody, I would assume it's because it's Voto Latino, it would come in Spanish and the form would be...
It can come in Spanish if they choose, yeah. And they're using all sorts of advertising, right? They're using DJs, musicians, politicians, Rosario Dawson, their founder, all sorts of means to get people to text in represent. You could do it here.
And we're talking to?
Grace. You just, the mayor, he threw me for a loop. We're talking to Grace Stanton
right
from
here,
mobilevoter.org. Right. I have a question. I think we are missing. What is the deadline for registering in California?
I don't know the deadline because I have to know for 50 states.
Somebody at this table better know.
It's the second week in October.
Second week
it's
in October.
It's exactly 30 days before the election in the state of California. And therefore in the city and county of San Francisco. And for those of you out there, 960 The Quake, you can call us at 866-960-5753, and you can get all the information, or you can do what Grace is about to ask you to do, and that is...
Go to textvoter.org and look us up, or just register to vote. Text the word voter to 75444.
75444, text the word voter, V-O-T-E-R.
And you get all the information that you rightly need. Now, I take it that you are not pushing either political party, are you? Or
we
any
are
particular
strictly
candidate?
Nonpartisan. So we are, anybody can use it.
And can
any candidate can use it.
And that's true. I mean, that's a good point. It's candidates. It could be groups of friends. It could be civic organizations. It could be anybody
that's
who
right.
comes to your website
someone
and signs up.
Someone can register their church group. Someone can register their class.
Let me ask you a question. As we get closer to Election Day, can people use this to remind people to go to vote?
We actually send a reminder.
Wow.
Either the day before voting or the day of voting to each person who's registered, and we send you your polling place.
I was going to say, do you send us your polling place? Because
so
San Francisco
no
drives me crazy.
Yeah.
The polling places are always moving around.
You can't claim
well,
you don't know where to go.
That's part of effectively voting.
What?
We keep moving it.
We keep moving the polling places around.
You move it away from your enemies.
Yes, but this is San Francisco. You have no enemies here, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I did. I always had an opponent. In your operation, though, Grace, you are looking eagerly, I take it, at the young voters, the ones who have not previously participated.
That's right. The cell phone statistics here are interesting. Almost 70% of Americans own cell phones. Over 80% of youth, meaning 18 to 29. 90% of U.S. college students own cell phones. And almost 70% of them text message regularly.
And I was going to say, because old people like me don't text message, although I, on occasion, have been known to do it. It just takes forever because the keys are so small.
But they can text message with their thumbs faster than I can type on a keyboard.
I know, it's
right?
scary.
Yeah.
You know, do you ever think that as we develop as humans, our thumbs are going to get bigger so we can all BlackBerry each other? Kind of go like this. Did you see that?
It's all keeping it real right here on 960 The Quake. And, of course, we're always in wonderment at some of the emails we get, some of the calls we get. You can reach us, 960 The Quake, or you can obviously go to quakeradio.com, or you can go, of course, 866-960-5753. There's just so many ways to communicate and register to vote. If you can't find Grace and his outfit, you can check us out. We'll help you out, particularly when Chris is around. Hang on. Get the news and a little bit of traffic, and we'll be right back on 960 The Quick.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960 The Quake.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are, all for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's 8:51 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Healthcare workers at the John Muir Med Center in Concord are on strike. This is the second time this year they've walked. Dozens of workers are on the picket line outside the building this morning as an expected 450 members represented by the SEIU refused to work for today and tomorrow. Oakland Fire has been shortlisted to receive a FEMA grant for a proposed project to take out very flammable eucalyptus trees in the North Oakland Hills. They're non-native, and they would replace the eucalyptus trees with native vegetation if the funding comes through. Investigators going over voice and data recorders still haven't figured out how Comair Flight 5191 wound up on a runway that was too short. A federal official tells NBC the tapes reveal the pilots were talking with Lexington, Kentucky air traffic controllers about using the Bluegrass Airport's main commercial strip, but somehow the commuter jet wound up on the cracked and poorly lit runway 26. The world is going to end on September 12, 2006, according to a Bible scholar named Israel Hawkins, stating that the Book of Revelations is going to be complete. That 7 years ago, with the signing of the Oslo Accords in 1993, it began the beginning of the end. So September 12, 2006, nuclear war will begin in the Middle East. And we'll give you the website later to find out this most interesting statement. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. Chris Nolan guest hosting for Will Durst today. You can use the Contact Us link on the homepage of quickradio.com to send us an email or call 866-960-KQKE. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. Welcome to 960 The Quake. I'm Chris Nolan.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're going to play a game. We're going to play that game we play every morning here on The Quake. What would Willie do? You know.
What would Willie do?
What would Willie do? This is an easy one. This is a slam dunk. Willie, if you were mayor, and you woke up and you looked in the San Francisco Chronicle and you saw an editorial that says, "Where's the mayor?" What would Willie do if he saw this edit in the San Francisco Chronicle? Who would he call? Who would just pay the price for that? What would Willie do?
Well, first and foremost, I would not even respond to the Chronicle, the writer of that, the editorial page. I would proceed to go out and have my PR people show exactly what I've done on Muni, show exactly what I've done on the other listed items contained therein. In particular, I would tout those things which are not covered in this editorial that I am doing and have done, and that would represent some level of achievement and for the city and county of San Francisco. Because I know that once a newspaper put in stone, in print as they've done here, in an editorial, that level of criticism, it behooves me to prove them wrong by performance rather than by words.
By press conference.
That is correct, because they're never going to give you the same print. As a matter of fact, you hold a press conference to denounce them, it appears right next to the obituary.
Well, you know, we in the news business have a long history of making fun of people who make fun of us. You know, it's just the way things go.
Well,
right here
in the world of politics, I love doing it.
Yeah,
frankly, and believe me, that article though is a real challenge for this mayor, because he has been consistently unwilling to engage in confrontation.
Well, and we're talking about today's San Francisco Chronicle. It's an editorial entitled "Where's the Mayor?" and it gives Gavin Newsom a little bit of a dressing down there.
It does, and it's a dressing down that Mr. Newsom will have his coffee spoiled if he is in town and he reads it.
Well,
because
I hear he's
my
not,
coffee
I hear,
would have been
I hear he's not a dip. Your coffee would have been spoiled. He would have been doing one of those John Stewart spit takes. Is that what Willie would have done this morning?
I would be ranting and raving.
I'll bet you would.
And screaming,
I bet you. I've heard.
But you would never see any evidence.
Don't let him see you sweat.
Oh, no, not at all.
Ruin that suit you got
fact,
on.
As a matter of fact, I would be all over town in the most jovial manner. I would be hitting schools to say hello to the little kids, which is what you can always do.
Right.
When your ego in the world of politics has been bruised.
Go to a school and
just go to a school and you get it back. Unless the school is one of those where the little kids walked up to me after arguing among themselves on the schoolyard, and they walked up to me and says, "Hey, mister. Said, "Yes, I'm so proud of the fact that they all
right.
seem to be screaming." They said, "Who did you used to be?"
That's good, Willie. Who did you used to be? And what did you say to that small little politician in training?
I wanted to choke the little fellow beyond identification.
I'll bet you did.
But I restrained myself.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Heartedly and said, I used to be Michael Jordan.
Did he buy that?
He had no idea who Michael Jordan was.
Oh, man, you're hurting. You are hurting.
Oh, I was old for lack of words.
To tell him maybe you used to be Barry Bonds. How's that?
He would have known that.
See, gotta pick your
the kids actually all know Barry Bonds, and they don't know anything about the steroid operation. They all think of Barry still as one of the most positive figures ever.
Really?
Period. Oh yeah, all the little kids want to be Barry Bonds. Yeah. They want to be Joe Montana. They want to be someone whose name appears every day. Oh, by the way, they all want to be Tiger Woods. Every little kid alive wants, male and female, they want to be Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he has a nice attraction across, for lots of people.
Well, not only that, you know, the kind of work that he does, he takes no hits. He plays only on quality places every day. He eats only quality meals, and he dresses to kill.
Like you, Willie.
This Chris is never coming back on this show. She does not respect the authority.
True, I don't respect the mayor's authority. What would Willie do?
I love having you here, and I'm sure
Thank
pleased
you.
To.
You're very sweet. Thank you very much.
Pleased to have you. You're good.
Thank you.
We got to work you in regularly.
I would love that.
And you're so good on grabbing all aspects of the guests. The questions and the interest you show—is that what you do in your
spot on?
Yeah,
we do a little. You know, I've been a reporter for a long time. I was one of those people on the other side of the aisle going, "Hey, the kid didn't know who Willie Brown was," which is kind of funny.
Ed Schultz is going to be with us in the next hour, and Big Ed Schultz. Oh, yes, and I bet he knows who Willie Brown is.
I'm sure he knows who Willie Brown
is.
Yes. Time for a little hand jive, Willie.
Right here. And you know music, too. I am really... You are blowing me away.
Come back and hear
woman.
Us on The Quake. Thank
right
you, Mr. Mayor.
Of The Quake.
You're too good to me.
Top of the hour. It's going to be John Bradley Scott telling the world what the world tells itself. Right here on 960.
It's a big job.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Floridians are being cautioned to get ready for Ernesto. It's a tropical storm over Cuba right now, but Florida State meteorologist Ben Nelson says it could turn into a hurricane when it gets back over open water.
The circulation, which may have even weakened further today over Cuba, will have an opportunity to strengthen, and it could strengthen pretty rapidly tomorrow over the very warm waters in between Cuba and the Florida Keys.
Current computer projections suggest the storm could move right up the Florida Peninsula. NASA's decided not to try.